From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Fears intensify in Paris with an attack on a police station. A man was shot dead in Paris today as he tried to attack a police station on the first anniversary of the Islamic extremist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. An official with the Interior Ministry said the man had a knife, appeared to be wearing an explosive vest as he approached the police station. That vest later proved to be a fake. The official also said the man was thought to have shouted Allahu Akbar before police shot him to death. Also Thursday, French President Francois Hollande announced outlined new security guidelines for armed police officers as he commemorated the three police officers who died defending French citizens in last year's attacks. The diplomatic crisis between Iran and Saudi Arabia intensified Thursday, with Tehran banning all Saudi imports and accusing Riyadh of conducting deliberate airstrikes on its embassy in Yemen. A spokesman for the Iranian Foreign Ministry said the alleged air attacks in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a were a violation of all international conventions that protect diplomatic missions. Saudi Arabia is carrying out a campaign of airstrikes in Yemen in support of forces fighting against Iranian-backed Houthi Shiite rebels. Riyadh has not commented on the Iranian accusations. Also Thursday, Iran's cabinet banned the import of all products from Saudi Arabia, according to a government statement, and also put in place a ban on Iranians traveling to the holy city of Mecca. Now, these developments come after Saudi Arabia cut diplomatic ties with Iran last week following violent protests at the Saudi embassy in Tehran. This is VOA News. A massive truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens more at a police training center that, according to officials and local news reports, the bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility in the town of Slitin. News reports say at least 50 people were killed. A hospital source told Reuters the toll was 65. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition groups were postponed Wednesday without being rescheduled. VOA's Jill Craig reports from Nairobi that a senior foreign affairs minister said the government will not speak with those it says are supporting violence.
Arusha, Tanzania was supposed to be the location for peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition groups Wednesday, after discussions opened last month in Uganda. But the talks were canceled, with no future ones on the horizon. The Human Rights Watch senior researcher on Burundi and Rwanda is Karina Tertsakian.
It's certainly regrettable that the different parties don't seem to be able to come together. And I would say particularly on the government side, the government does not seem to be acknowledging the urgency of a need to take measures to stop the violence.
The talks were intended to help stem the violence in Burundi, where at least 400 people have been killed since Nkurunziza announced he was running for a controversial third term in April. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. government is giving Nigeria 24 mine-resistant, armor-protected vehicles to assist the country's fight against Boko Haram militants. A statement from the U.S. consulate in Lagos says the vehicles, valued at $11 million, are being handed over to Nigerian military officials today. The consulate says the donation represents part of the continuing U.S. commitment to Nigeria and its neighbors to counter Boko Haram's senseless acts of terror and promote regional security. South Korea says it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea Friday in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test earlier this week. The action by Seoul comes as President Barack Obama is pledging to work with leaders of South Korea and Japan in presenting a united response to North Korea's testing of what it claims was a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. has dispatched planes from its base in Okinawa to gather intelligence about North Korea's claim of testing an H-bomb. The U.S. and other world powers have voiced skepticism about that claim. Chinese regulators suspended trading on China's markets for a second time this week Thursday after markets nosedived over 7%. The so-called circuit breaker measure introduced by Chinese regulators following sharp declines in stock prices last June kicked in just moments after the trading day. I'm Ira Melton.
That's the latest world news from VOA.